Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. This is part two of my healing journey. As I was wrapping up part one, I realized, oh crap, I forgot some important points to make there that will just demonstrate in more detail how my healing journey happened and perhaps give you some insight into yours. So let's go back to 2013, where I kind of thought I had it all together. I kind of thought I arrived spiritually, in all honesty, which is looking back again at Mars of that time. Oh, bless. But I did. I thought, I was like, look, I'm doing my yoga practice four times per week. I was journaling every single day. I was reading at least 1 hour a day. And I was just like, nothing was triggering me. You know, I had no conflict at work. I wasn't triggered by people on the road. Like, you know, when people didn't smile at me or were rude to me, I could just send them love. And so I was like, wow, okay, so this is what it means to be enlightened. And this is what it feels like to arrive. So then I meet my daughter's father, and we have this whirlwind romance, and it moved really quickly, and we ended up moving to the UK for his work, and it was the thing that threw me off my game. And the reason was because as women, and this is exactly what I did in my relationship, and I witness this a lot, is we find the guy, and then all of a sudden, we want to show up for him so much that we start sacrificing the things that are important to us. And I started not going to Bikram as much because he didn't want me to. I didn't journal as much because he didn't want me to. And so I didn't establish and then maintain healthy boundaries around the practices that were really important to me and to my personal development. Anyway, so we end up moving to the UK. We are traveling a lot. It was a very up and down tumultuous relationship, and I have to own my part in that. You know, there was lots of parts of me that were unhealed. You know, I never healed my trauma from my adoption. I hadn't healed that at that point. And so I was in my wounded feminine. And when he wasn't present for me in the ways that I needed him to, rather than coming from a loving place, I was, you know, very abrupt, and I didn't deliver my message the way that I probably could have. And it triggered in him his wounded masculine. And we were just wound to wound all the time. And in the end, it was just not a healthy place for either of us to be in. And I got pregnant with my daughter, and we decided to try again to make it work. And it wasn't working. And it was probably when my daughter was around one is when I finally decided to leave. And now that was a rock bottom. Okay, talking about rock bottom. So rock bottom is just when you just feel defeated and you're like, no more from here. And you decide to make a change. And so I left that relationship where I was feeling empty and I was feeling not seen and I was feeling all these things. Now, my Mars at that moment would have said, it's because he's not doing this and he's not doing that. And, you know, projecting on the other person. But me, now, as someone who's done a little bit more work, I can see that I also wasn't giving those things to myself that I wanted him to give to me, right? So I also was not modeling the things that I wanted to receive from him. So it was going both ways. I was hurting myself. He was, you know, air quote, hurting me. And then I was hurting myself too by not prioritizing myself. So, that was, 2016, 2017, I left, and that was a really hard decision. And, but then, interestingly, in 2017, interestingly and not interestingly, I went to the doctor, and we found that I had an ovarian cyst. And I'll just do a really brief synopsis of what, is that even the word I would use, a brief summary of what happened in that situation. So basically, I had this lump on the left side of my abdomen low, and I ignored it for a really long time. And then when I went to the doctor, they were like, this is a cyst after a couple of tests. And they're like, we need to remove it. You need to have surgery. And that also triggered a healing path for me, where I decided to do some natural things first, and I did a juice cleanse. So if you've been following me for a couple of years, you would have seen that in the early, well, January 1st of 2018, I was doing a month juice cleanse, and then I was having the surgery in the February of 2018. And so I was also seeing a shaman. That was the first time I saw a shaman. That was also the first time I ever saw a psychic. Like, I was not in that world. I was very much in the medical world. So those things weren't even in my peripheral until this happened, until I was like, do I want to have this surgery? And of course, there was people in my ears talking both, like, you need to just have the surgery, and oh, don't do the surgery, and all of that. And it was the first time I really had to be like, well, what do I believe, and what do I want to do? And really kept reconnecting with my own power. And in the end, we did decide to go ahead with the surgery, and they ended up removing an 11 centimeter in diameter mass tumor, a teratoma tumor from my left ovary, and they ended up removing that left ovary as well, just to be sure. And it wasn't cancerous, so thank God for that. I'm very blessed, but it was removed. But interestingly, at the same time, I started exploring the notion that perhaps physical ailments and physical disease could have a energetic and emotional root. And actually, it was before this. Yes, it was before this, because I used to suffer severe migraines. And I affirmed that they were leaving, and I took care of myself, and I did affirmations that were related to migraines. And so when I looked at what ovarian cysts could be related to, and I've got it here, it says ovarian cysts may represent holding on to old hurts, especially from men, and pain from previous mental, emotional, and physical abuse. Like, all of that totally fucking resonated. And I was like, wow, I need to heal this shit. And this is the thing, guys. So this is the little seed I want to plant in this episode, is let's start looking at the physical ailments and the physical manifestations in our body, the things that we call disease, as the healing journey, as either the beginning of the healing or the trigger for the healing. But that's not the disease. The disease, the root cause, is the emotional trauma, the psychological pain, the story that you keep telling yourself on a subconscious level is actually the disease. We can cure the symptoms, right? We can take the migraine medication, which I just wasn't going to do anymore. And we can take, you know, you can have the surgeries, you can take the medicine, but that's, again, just treating the symptoms. What are you going to do about the root cause? If you haven't addressed the root cause of our disease, then it has the potential of coming back up. So that was the main point I wanted to make there. And to be honest, from then, from that surgery, I had an awakening of my physical body, which I'll talk about in another episode as well, because that's a whole other area to explore. Is like, I could finally connect with my body in a way that I had never connected with my body before. I could honor my body and I could see it as like the miracle worker that it was. I'm like, wow, like I had a baby. And I know that's like, yeah, everyone has babies, but it's like, no, for the first time, I could genuinely sit with the thought and the idea and the notion that my body, with no conscious effort from me, created this little baby and birthed it. Like, what the fuck? That's magic. That is a miracle. That is a blessing. Like, that is, you know, I never praised my body. Like, what about when a woman gets her period, right? Like, we're taught that that's so yucky. It's icky. It's all this stuff. It's so painful. We get cramps. And so what do we, with this negative connotation, the first time I got my period after my surgery, I was like, amazed. I was like, oh my God, I'm magic. Oh my God. It was really weird because you have no idea. It was a complete 180 from the how I looked at my body before, because I had endometriosis. I had severe cramps, like severe cramps and pain and migraines and headaches and all of it when I had my period before. All of that left after my surgery. All of it. I don't get cramps anymore, nothing. So, and I don't have migraines anymore because I healed it at an emotional level. I healed it at an energetic level. And when we heal it at that level, the physical manifestations can't exist. It needs to have a root, right? So let's see where else from there. So yeah, and then it wasn't until 2019 where I started doing the inner child work, where I really started realizing that everything that was, you know, bothering me in the world now was really because there's a little hurt girl inside of me who wasn't feeling seen, loved, and heard, and that my daughter had an incredible way of bringing that out of me, and that I was very intolerant of her big emotions because I was intolerant of my big emotions, because I judged myself for my big emotions, my anger, my rage, my guilt. I judged myself for them, so i.e. not letting myself express them. So when my little two-year-old, three-year-old would be, you know, losing it, I would judge that, and I couldn't hold space for this little divine being who was expressing. I couldn't be in her chaos because I couldn't be with my chaos. And so that's the beauty that children do, is they really bring to the surface our unhealed parts, whether it is that we are trying to control them and try to mold them into good little children, whether we're trying to make them be like us or try to make them be better than us. Oh my gosh, this is like one of the most biggest things I see is, I wanted to be a famous actor, so my child would be an actor and a dancer. And like, I never got to play pro baseball, so my child is going to be, you know, playing pro. It's just like, no, have we ever sat with our children and what lights you up? What makes you happy, babe? Oh, okay, you want to do art. Oh, you want to play tennis. Oh, you like asking them, truly asking them what they want. So no wonder we have so many miserable people in this world. Nobody ever asked us what we wanted as children. We were just told what we wanted. And then when our soul finally was like, hey, I'm not in alignment with this 30 years later, we're lost. We don't know how to think for ourselves. We don't know how to be in our bodies. And I think that's one of the lessons I learned in 2020 with like the breath work and the more somatic things, is to truly be in my body. And it's because we are so afraid of our bodies and being in our bodies and feeling those big emotions in our bodies, which is why we outsource our power. This, which is why we're always asking someone else, like, hey, what's your opinion? What should I do? What was the book that transformed your life? You know, what was the one business coach that changed your business? We're always asking, and I'm not saying you shouldn't ask and you shouldn't get data, but take it for what it is, a data point, and get into your body. And does this feel true for me? And I think that's been such a big part of my healing journey, was that every time that I made a quote unquote mistake, you know, even in my relationship with Aaliyah's dad, is like my body was telling me no, but my mind was saying yes because he ticked the boxes, but my body was uncomfortable, right? But I wasn't going to be in my body. I had to escape into my mind and do my like to-do list and my checklists and all of that. We escape our bodies, but our bodies remember, right? Our bodies hold our trauma. Our bodies hold our trauma, and our bodies are so infinitely wise, and they're always communicating to us. But because we don't know what to do with this information, because we don't know what to do with this wisdom that our body is giving to us, we run, we escape, we are in the mind. And we are actually, it's designed this way. We are taught to be, to value, as I was saying, you know, for so long, like for me, the holy grail of all things was IQ. Like, how smart are you? Where are you in the sciences and the maths and all of that? And all of that is, it's great. It's amazing, you know, that it's part of our physical world. We are spiritual beings expressing this physical world, and that's important, and that's fun, and that's great. But don't make it more important than your intuition and your emotional intelligence and your consciousness. Like, that is bigger and that is more important, and that will truly guide you towards your highest self. And we get to our highest self by going through that healing journey. And as I said in part one, it's nobody has the secret sauce. There's no secret recipe. There's no sequential stuff. You know, I know people who started with somatic work first. I know people who did like psychedelics first. I know people who did like me mindset work first. It's do whatever is like that window of opportunity for you to do that work, and that appeals to you in this moment. Go with that and trust. Feel into your body. Does this feel good for me right now? Should I do this? Trust your body to tell you what is right. And then follow that intuition towards your healing journey. And trust me, I actually was just finishing a call this morning and with one of my one-on-one clients. And there's a period where she was like, this feels like shit. I'm like, yeah. Sometimes the healing journey can feel like shit. Sometimes it feels euphoric and amazing and aha and wow, epiphany here and satori here. But sometimes it feels like shit. But guess what? Your life is going to feel like shit sometimes anyway. Get a result at the end of it. Choose your heart. The healing journey is hard. Leaving a mediocre and dissatisfied and painful life is hard. One, there's a massive reward. You're reaching your potential. The other, there is no fucking reward. So choose your heart. So what I would also recommend is go back and listen to episode 44, where I talk about the 10 signs that you need to invest in your healing. And then episode 45 is why you need to invest in your emotional healing, guys. Investing in ourselves is the best investment we can make ever, bar none. Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.